Hello, I am Amanda Ray Marino, Public Affairs Officer for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Logistics Activities Center in Millington, Tennessee.
And I'm Warner Buckman, a biologist for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in the Charleston District.
Welcome to the Build Strong With Us podcast, where we give our listeners an opportunity to learn more about the diverse people, mission impact, and career opportunities our personnel experience within the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. In this edition, we talk with U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Anthony Waters, a maintenance supervisor for Wolf Creek and Laurel power plants working on the front lines of hydropower.
Hello, Anthony. Good morning. August
Good morning.
24th is National Hydropower Day. So we thought this was the perfect time to talk to someone who is working right on the front lines of that field. Can you tell us a little bit more about when and how you got interested in hydropower?
Sure. Okay. So good morning to you both. A happy National Hydropower Day week to everyone out there. Such an honor to be able to be on the podcast today. My journey into hydropower starts when I was just a young child. Growing up in a very rural area, one thing that we would do as a family is we would always come and we would come to Wolf Creek Dam. That was a big deal for us, little as we were growing up. And apparently when I was really young, somewhere between 5 and 10 years old, we would always come to Wolf Creek Dam, and we would always wade out into the tailwater of the dam. And as I was out there one day, I looked at my mom and dad, and I told them, I said, one day I'm going to work there. I don't remember it, but they swear that that's what I said. So I guess from an early age, I knew that this was a fascinating place. When I graduated high school, I started technical school in Somerset, Kentucky, with my diploma in industrial electronics. From day one, when we started, the instructor got up and he told us about different avenues that we could go down, different companies that would hire out of it. And then he came to the end and he said, and then there's one company that will come and hire out, and that's the Army Corps of Engineers. But they only take the best of the best. So I determined in my heart at that moment in time, I was like, man, that's what I want to do. That's where I want to be. So I strived. I did everything I possibly could, tried to keep my grades up because I knew that's what I wanted. I was blessed to be able to go through the interview process with the Corps, to be hired on by the Corps. The interview itself was very intense, pretty amazing to look back at and to see. But that was my introduction into hydropower. And when they hired in, I remember they asked the question. They said, do you know anything about us or what we do? And of course, like any good person that was going to be doing an interview, I did some research on the Corps beforehand. So I was able to give a pretty good answer on what they did. Even with what Wikipedia told me at the moment in time, I didn't even really begin to have a clue of what the Corps of Engineers touched. And I still remember day one walking in as I was hired by the Corps of Engineers Nashville District into their hydropower training program. I remember day one walking into Old Hickory Dam in Nashville, Tennessee, and just looking. I can still go back and I can still just see when I walked in and I saw those four hydropower generators sitting there. I had no earthly idea what I was getting in on or what was getting ready to happen in my life. Obviously, it definitely forever changed me. Just absolutely amazing. And still to this day, when I walk in, no matter where I go, whatever power plant I go to, I've been so blessed to visit so many across our great nation. I still have that kid in a candy store look on my face when I walk inside of one, because it absolutely amazes me to see the technological marvel that these hydropower plants truly are. So that's kind of my background on how I got to where I'm at.
That's incredibly impressive. And like you said, a lot of people don't realize how invested the Army Corps of Engineers really is into hydropower.
So we have 75 hydropower projects with 356 operating hydropower generators that produce a little over 24,000 megawatts of power. It's pretty impressive. And to put that into perspective, what we could provide power for 10 cities, just the Army Corps of Engineers, our hydropower production, we could provide hydropower for 10 cities the size of Seattle.
That's fantastic. Thank you for that additional information. I didn't realize, I've been with the Corps of Engineers now for about 3 years, and I didn't know much about the hydropower mission until preparing for this interview. So So you said that your story into the Corps of Engineers was just the start. Tell me more about once you started in the Corps of Engineers, what has been your path through the Corps of Engineers since then, from starting out in a training program to now being a supervisor for these hydropower locations?
Absolutely. So going through the hydropower training program, when you get hired in and you go through the training program, and all districts have some version of a training program, I always hold Nashville's up really high because I'm really proud of what Nashville is able to accomplish with their training program. But when we get brought in, you know, we don't really know our path of what we're going to actually be. So for the first little over a year, year and a half of your training, everybody that comes in, you come in on just like the same level. And then as you progress through, the way that the program's set up is that you'll see the individual start shining in a certain area. So when we go through the training program, we look at different areas that we hire into. You have power plant operation for operators. You have the mechanical side of it, electrical side. And then we also hire into a test section side. And those can all come through the hydropower training program. So when I was going through the training program, which is an extremely intense program, which is, it could really be a podcast on itself about how intense the training program for the Corps of Engineers is. It's whenever you have your exams, you sit in before a board of your peers and you sit there. And I think my longest exam was a little over 12 hours, but I have sat through exams that were 16 hours long. And it's a bombardment of question after question after question, situation after situation. If something happens in the project or something happens upon the hydropower grid, the system as a whole, and you get bombarded with questions and you have to be able to answer, bow, 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 and come off. I mean, that's how you're graded to see if you're going to be able to actually do the position. But as I was going through the program, I always wanted to be an electrician. My background was industrial electronics. But the day that they assigned us out to where we were going to be, they made me a power plant shift operator. I was really apprehensive about it because I kind of thought I knew what the operators did. But it didn't really even prepare me for what I was walking into. Then I was sent here to where I'm at currently now at Wolf Creek Dam. And I was here. I finished my training here, became power plant senior shift operator here, held that position in my career for 10 years. And then I moved into management. Management position came open and I moved into management in 2015. So this marks my 10th year in management. So total overall.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So overall, I'm at year 26 in my Corps of Engineers journey. So much fun. I always say this. Everybody says, you know, tell us about your career. You know what you think. This is the only place that you can come and your career, you come in every day and never know what's going to happen. Something can happen inside the hydropower plant, something in on the dam itself, something on the power grid. You're always just sitting ready. You're always ready for the next thing that's going to happen. It could be a bump on the system. You could have differentials somewhere on the system up in a hydropower generator. It's so much fun. You just don't know what's going to happen next. You're just kind of always on edge, but it's pretty cool. I really like it.
That's awesome. And thank you so much for your years of service to the Corps of Engineers and supporting our hydropower mission.
Thank you all. I appreciate that.
With over 2.5 decades of experience, which is absolutely incredible, how does the Corps of Engineers mission, you know, align with your personal values and those career goals as you've gone through this incredible journey?
You know, it's pretty amazing to actually think about that. So, you know, as you're young and you're growing up, you always want to excel in whatever you do. And one thing about the Corps of Engineers is the Corps of Engineers is a true learning organization. The Corps loves for you to learn. And with our vast inventory of what the Corps offers, the sky's really the limit on where you can go and what you can do. I always look back at some of the staff that we have here. We have guys that started out that worked on the fleet which they were the guys that were on the river. They were the ones doing work on the locks, doing big projects like that, that hired in. They left the fleet. They came here as a maintenance worker. They hired into the hydropower training program, and they moved all the way up to senior level positions. I mean, that's an awesome organization that you can sit back and say, man, I can start out, honestly, I can start out here as a maintenance worker. I can be the hydropower maintenance supervisor of this facility over time. So, I mean, that's one awesome thing about the Corps. And of course, if you look at just the civilian values, you know, the loyalty, anybody that you talk to that's in hydropower is going to be passionate. And I think that's another good thing about our organization is that, you know, that we love that passionate side of it. Any of these hydropower plants you go to, if you go to any of the 75 across the nation, when you walk in, you're going to see somebody, it's usually anybody you talk to, you're going to see a passionate individual that loves hydropower and loves what they do. And, you know, the organization, the support that we get, you know, from the higher up officials, you know, and just to the benefit that you give to the nation as a whole. It gives you a really great sense of pride. And I think that's something that we take with us as we go on, you know, in our journey. And, you know, these hydropower plants, they're all getting really old now. I mean, I look at Wolf Creek. Our first generator here went on October of 1951. A lot of the equipment is still exactly the way it was when it was installed. Not everything's been rehabbed. And it just amazing to me the quality of individual that we get that works inside the facilities, and then how we all realize that, you know, we inherited this project and we want to leave it better for the next generation that comes in. It's fun. It's so much fun, and it's so exciting. Just the overall love of the project and to see the joy on everybody's face when they come in for the first time and see it. Because, I mean, if you drive by a facility like this, you really all you're going to see is a concrete structure. And to know what's actually happened inside there and the engineering that went behind it and the marvel that it is, it's just awesome. It's just really cool.
Well, and that really speaks to not only your team, but also how invested USAIS and the Army Corps of Engineers was whenever they first built it. The fact that something from 1951 is still up and going, the maintenance that you guys provide for it so that it can continue to do so, but also how well it must have been engineered on the front end. I mean, that's a legacy in itself.
Absolutely. And as they built it, they took great pride in what they did. You know, that's something about the core is, you know, if we do something, you know, our motto, SAONS, let us try. Let us try. If you let us try, we're going to amaze you. That's what we do. And anytime that you come by one of these facilities or you just see some of the things that the Corps of Engineers has had a hand in being part of, truly amazing what the benefit to the nation has been and continues to be. You know, it's not like that we've just reached this plateau and landed, not at all. We're reaching higher, we're soaring higher, we're moving forward. And it's just, let us try. We love a great engineering task. Challenge us and let's see what we can do.
I love that attitude. And you talked about the legacy. We are celebrating 250 years of the Corps of Engineers. We're celebrating all year long this amazing milestone for the Corps of Engineers. And, you know, you are part of that legacy that spanned long before you came, and I am confident will span long after you retire. That's a pretty awesome place to be. Yeah. In your time with the Corps of Engineers, what is a major project that you have been able to work on that is advancing innovation within the hydropower field?
I guess the biggest project, and we've had so many, but one of the biggest projects is the rehab of the hydropower generators themselves. So as I said, you know, a lot of these units are still original. Like I said here, Wolf Creek, 1951, the rehab of these facilities to come in and to see them completely tore down and completely rebuilt back into place is truly amazing to be able to have a hand in that. I mean, I'm getting to do things as a hydropower maintenance supervisor that the guys in the 50s and the 40s were doing. You know, I mean, they were sitting here and they were coming up with the new idea of how the generator would go, how many megawatts it will produce, all these great innovative features. And now I get to take a step back and I get to look And now we're deciding, you know, we're looking as we move forward to see how many megawatts we can actually get out of this unit, how we can upgrade this unit to provide more power for the nation as our infrastructure grows and as the demand grows on top of it. So to be able to back up and say, man, I had a hand in the rehab of these hydropower plants. If all goes well, good Lord blesses, in my career, I will see the update of 6 hydropower generating units here at Wolf Creek and 1 at Laurel Power Plant as well. And a lot of the plans and specs for the rehab of Wolf Creek are already in motion. The megawatt output increase is going to take place. We're going to be much more powerful than we are now. We're going from 45 megawatt generators to 62 megawatt generators. This is fun. This is fun. When they installed these generators, and as we talked before in the 50s, they came in and they did a test on our generators today. And they wanted to know the efficiency, how efficient this unit was compared to when it was first installed. When they originally installed, you're looking at an efficiency in the high 90% range. When they came in and did the test here recently, not too long ago, about a year or so ago, they still found that the efficiency rate was still in the 90-something percent range. That's awesome. That's impressive. There's nothing else that could sit and run for 70 years and still have its efficiency rating. That's pretty amazing. So I guess that's the most fun project. We have a lot of other cool projects that are going on. For our district, we're in the midst of something new now where we're putting a dissolved oxygen system in to help the oxygen in the river to be maintained. Where the state of Kentucky came in and made us a kind of like a cold water fishery. So we were required to maintain a level of oxygen in the river that the turbines themselves are not able to do. So we're coming in and we're installing an oxygen system that's actually going to pump oxygen into the lake that will be sucked in into the generators and put out into the river to up the amount of oxygen. So that's a cool project.
I'm sure there's going to be some very happy fishermen to hear that you guys are installing dissolved oxygen injectors. They're going to be thrilled. It's going to be wonderful for those populations.
Yeah, they're already talking about it. Yeah.
On that personal level, how does working for the Corps of Engineers support your personal goals and your personal priorities?
Yeah, so, you know, to be able to provide for my family, I am a dad of 2 precious children. To be able to provide for my family, you know, first and foremost, what an opportunity that the Corps of Engineers has given me in my career to be able to provide a good life for them. You know, you always want better for your family than what you had. You know, so to be able to provide for my family that, you know, first and foremost, and then, you know, that sense of accomplishment that, you know, everybody wants that sense of accomplishment in their life that they've accomplished something. Man, you know, when we at the end of the day, you know, when you walk out and just to know that you have done your absolute best inside these hydropower facilities to provide, you know, a true resource to our nation. I mean, when you leave of a day, you leave with a sense of accomplishment and pride. If we have a unit that fails or comes out for inspection, it's amazing to see how the staff will come together and how we focus on getting that unit back up and going so we can provide power out. I mean, that's our mission inside of here is to keep these hydropower generators going. So you always have that sense of accomplishment that you know you're accomplishing. Now, I won't lie. There's times that you can get disheartened because, I mean, you run into an engineering nightmare. But to be able to sit down and to work it through and, you know, not only that, but to see the team, I get the opportunity to sit down with one of the most amazing teams every day. It just truly amazes me to see what we can accomplish when we come together. And that's core wide. That's not just here at Wolf Creek or Laurel. To see how this hydropower community for the Corps of Engineers can come together, it is absolutely amazing. And to share ideas, I think that's one thing that really sets us apart is how that we can come together, how we can reach out. It's not uncommon for another hydropower facility to reach across district lines and say, hey, we have this issue going on. Do you have anybody at your facility that is an expert in that that could come and help us? And we send somebody out there to help or vice versa. That's amazing that we have that capability. So, I mean, there's so much in this career that words truly fail me to explain it all, but just the accomplishment, just the quality of life and the overall true joy. And I know it may sound cliche to some people, but I mean, it just no joke. It's just true joy I don't come to work aggravated or upset or dreading the day. Not everybody can say that. And, you know, when I come in, I'm like that kid in the candy store. I come in and I'm amazed at just what I see and the things that go on and then the team I work with. So, yeah, the accomplishment, the sense that, you know, we're accomplishing the mission, that we're moving forward and we're pressing forward and we're building stronger.
It's incredible for you to demonstrate to your kids as well, because that's something that absolutely they can then latch on to and inspires them to move forward and find a job that provides that same joy.
Well, your passion is contagious. I am excited about hydropower now. I'm going to like dig in deeper and learn even more about it when we get done recording. So let me ask you, in your journey so far, what is the most useful piece of advice that you have ever received?
This is really good. And I actually brought it up to, I had two trainees with me last week, and it was the advice I gave to them. And it was something that really stuck with me. When I first got to Wolf Creek, I had a senior electrician that really invested in me, that really poured into me. And I had a senior leader that really invested in me as well. And one day we were downstairs and we were having a conversation about different pieces of equipment. And I remember he looked at me and he asked me, he said, "Anthony, where is this piece of equipment at in this project?" And I told him where that piece of equipment was at, and I told him what it did and how we serviced it. And he said, "Well, where's this piece of equipment at?" And I remember I just stood there and I just looked at him. I was like, I don't know where that's at. And he said, "Anthony, your problem is that you can't see the forest for the trees." And I said, "Well," I said, "I understand that." So one of the greatest pieces of advice he gave me after that is he said, don't get narrow-minded or fixated on one thing inside of a hydropower plant. The hydropower plant is so unique and it has so many different things that feed on so many different systems that you have to be able to look at the system as a whole and not just focus on one individual part. Everything that happens affects something else inside of the hydropower generator. And to be able to look at the system as a whole, if one thing fails, what will it lead to next? And then it lead to next. And to build upon that, that was one of the greatest pieces of advice that I ever got in my career as far as being able to look at the system as a whole and not being just fixated on one small aspect of it, because the generator is truly a marvel.
That is some really good advice that I think could be applicable across a lot of different fields, actually.
Absolutely.
Communications, my field, and biology, Warner's field. So that is great advice. Thank you for that.
So as we talk about all of these skills and all of these different components of a hydropower plant, what qualities or skills do you think have been most important to your success within the organization?
So I think one big quality is our adaptability, to be able to shift on the fly. Because normally when it rains, it pours in a hydropower plant. When it rains, it pours. If something goes on in the system, if we look at the grid as a whole, which all these hydropower generators, they all tie out to the nationwide grid of power. If something happens on that system, so for example, if you have a fault, something happens out on the system in some way, shape, or form, and your generators are online tied to that, well, those generators see that fault. So it's not uncommon to be sitting inside of a hydropower plant and for lightning to strike or a big part of load on that system to be dropped out in some way, shape, or form, and your generators see that. So this is something cool that nobody would know unless you worked here. It's not uncommon for this entire concrete structure to completely shake and to rock. And you would think sometimes that it's going to completely come off of its foundation. So your adaptability is one big quality that you got to have. Not being real nervous, being able to change on the fly real quick. These are things that you have to be able to do inside of a hydropower plant. And just for all the different systems that are tied together inside of it, it's you got to be able to adapt and you got to be able to change quick, because things happen and they change really fast.
That is definitely a good skill. I could see how it would be very useful to be able to adapt and stay calm when things come up that you're not expecting. So you touched on this a little bit already, because I said your passion for hydropower is contagious, and we're super excited about it now. but what gets you up in the morning that makes you want to get up and support the USACE mission? What is it about the USACE mission and the hydropower mission that really gets you so passionate about it?
First and foremost, you know, it would have to be, you know, just the love for hydropower in general. To know what the mission is, you know, that I'm here to provide this service to this nation. And I tell you something else that's really cool. Not all managers can sit back and say this, but the team that I have, just to be able to come in of a day and to work with them and to see how their minds work, how we come together and how we accomplish this mission is absolutely amazing to me. First and foremost, but obviously just that sense of accomplishment that we get from our career and from our position here inside of hydropower, to see all that happens on the system, to see the amount of power that's produced. And I tell you something that's really cool. We still can give public tours at our facilities. And when somebody comes in, and I guess you see it more in the youth, but you also see it in the older as well, it's when they come in and they walk around the corner from the door and they get their first look as they look out onto the generator floor, and they see these six main generators that are on the floor down through there. It truly, to see the light in their eyes as they come around it, and the answer is always the same, what they always say. They always look and they always say, "We had no idea that this was here. We had no idea that that you guys were down here doing this." That gives you a sense of accomplishment. And it gives you such, like I said before, it gives you such joy to come in and to be part of that, to know that you're actually providing a benefit to the nation, not just the area you're in, but I mean, a benefit to the nation as a whole. You are truly a benefit to the nation, to the United States of America. I mean, that's awesome. Not just anybody can say that. So, I mean, what a great opportunity that we have been given here. And like I said, I don't come to work upset or thinking, you know, what's this day going to hold, or dreading it. Because, I mean, it's so much fun. It's just fun. Hydropower is so much fun. I it's just fun. These belong to the public. These belong to the nation. This is the nation's projects. These are the nation's hydropower generators. And for them to be able to come in and see that, you know, to see what their tax dollars funded and how it produces power for this nation, they always leave so excited, you know. So that's how you'd get a tour. A lot of times people will call directly into the hydropower plant itself, to the dam. They'll talk to our office administrator. The office administrator will get their information, send it into the security office. They'll get approved. We schedule them for a tour.
Well, and these hydropower plants, specifically in Tennessee, are even more unique because you guys actually partner with the Tennessee Valley Authority, right? So
we do,
I had the chance to meet someone from TVA, from the Tennessee Valley Authority, during my leadership program, and it was so impressive to hear what they do. I mean, and the fact that Army Corps of Engineers pairs with them on all of this is absolutely impressive as well. As you're working on this hydropower in Tennessee, how do you see that partnership with TVA as being beneficial to the Army Corps of Engineers, or I guess mutualistic, because we benefit them as well, and all of those communities that we serve through this really tight partnership?
Yeah, it's actually really cool to see TVA. So TVA for the Nashville district has a really unique role. All of our switchyard facilities, TVA actually gives us all of our switching orders. If we do any maintenance or if we do anything for them, they are the ones that actually give us the orders on how we clear and tag, safely lock out, tag out anything involved inside of our switchyard. TVA is a great partner to come beside. They have a lot of unique capabilities that we necessarily do not have in the Corps as a whole. For one example is the TVA power shop. It's not uncommon for us, if we have a transformer go bad or one part of the hydropower generator, it's easier for us, and it's really a cost savings to us as well, to utilize TVA to take it to their power shop, and they can actually rebuild things for us. We actually had two exciters that sit on top of the main generating units that actually had catastrophic failures. And we were able to utilize TVA through the Economy Act to actually get those completely refurbished and brought back here. Huge cost saving to the nation. And then the ability to go actually down there and be with them, because they encourage you. They want you to be there. Come down here as we're rebuilding it. Come down here as we're testing it. We want you to be part of this. And such an open knowledge back and forth. A good example is when I first got here, I was learning the relays on the transmission lines. And it was really difficult to go through it. And there was a group from TVA that came up that were actually looking on upgrading on the transmission lines, the relays on it. And they were over there looking at all these old prints from the 1950s, and they were going through it. And I said, hey, guys, I see you guys going through that print there. Is there any way you could help me through this as I'm studying this? And I sat over there with them, and they took time. You know, this is something else that's really cool. They took time and sat down with a hydropower trainee for about an hour, and we went through those prints, and they gave me a great understanding of where I was truly lacking on that. So to be able to see that knowledge share that comes from them, and then also back at us, and to be able to share across the lines there, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And they're a great group of individuals to work with.
That's wonderful. And I love that we are driving towards cost savings for our taxpayers. I'm a taxpayer. We're all taxpayers. So
that's right.
We all want to reduce our costs, and using that partnership to do that is a fantastic use of a partnership, and really shows how the Corps of Engineers values working with across agencies. So let me ask you this. Can you share a story where the work you do had a direct impact on the local community or a community there in Nashville or within the Tennessee Valley Authority or within the district?
You know, I think with the introduction of this dissolved auction system, I think that's going to be a huge benefit and a huge economic boost to the local community and the local economy here. This is another great point with TVA. We actually partnered with TVA on this dissolved auction system. TVA has these involved with their hydropower plants. This is the first one that Nashville's getting. We partnered with TVA from the get-go on this, and they have been a hand. They're actually on site right now putting, I think it's 55,000 feet of line in that's going to go out into the lake to put this oxygen into the lake. But what that's going to do to the local economy, I think that's going to be a really big boost, because fishing is definitely going to increase, as you all said before. TVA, they said, man, where these oxygen lines are going to be sitting out in the lake, you're not going to be able to stir the boaters with a stick. It's going to be really heavy out there where they're going to be at. And then to be able to maintain the downstream flow. And in doing that, not only are we helping the local community as well, but we also help our customer. Because, you know, our customers, you know, they want us to be able to produce hydropower year-round. And the way that we're set up right now, without that, we are limited on how much we can generate our hydropower, because the turbines themselves cannot keep that oxygen level up in the river. But the addition to this, as it comes in with this oxygen that's going to be induced from this oxygen system, that's going to allow us to produce all six generators all year round without no limits like we're limited right now. Those limits will be gone. So not only are we going to help the local community, but we're also going to help our customers as well, as us able to meet our mission 100% and not be limited in any way, shape, or form.
I love that. Greater energy security is, I always say energy security is national security. It's so vital to everything that we do in this nation to keep our citizens safe, and to keep their lights on.
Absolutely.
Win-win.
Yep.
I actually grew up around the hydroelectric dam in Lake Murray in South Carolina, and it was always very impressive as they were putting everything in, and originally an earthen dam, and then they built another behind it to protect it because of the national security concern just for that area. But it's just so impressive how much electricity that actually brings to a community.
So absolutely.
You've talked over and over again about this incredible team and how much joy that they bring to you every day whenever you get up, and this wonderful opportunity to work with some incredible people. Can you describe a time when teamwork played a crucial role in overcoming a challenge in hydropower? Teamwork
with
TVA, teamwork with your team, all of the above.
Okay. So a couple years ago here at our facility, we had a main pole on our generator, a rotor pole. This is one of the poles that tie to the main rotor to help for the to turn it into an electromagnet. We'll just keep it as simple as possible. One of the main poles that helped this become an electromagnet, it went bad. The generator had to be shut down and removed from service. Well, this team came together immediately here at this plant. Now, this is going to involve us and TVA and our district contracting officers and everybody on this one. This was where you could really see the core really shine. We got together as a team. We disassembled the generator. We removed the rotor from service. We removed this rotor pole from service. We brought it out. We had it set on the generator floor. Contracting got together, did the Economy Act. We got TVA involved. TVA came in. The pole was shipped off. It was completely rewound, completely redone, brought back into the facility. We put it back together. We put the pole back into place. We put the rotor back in. We put the generator back together. And the cost savings alone of this was unbelievable. And I remember our guys coming together, and I remember I looked at our team and I said, guys, I'm really proud of you for what you've done here. I said, you all have accomplished something that would have took, if we would have went out and did a contract on this before we could have even got a contractor to come on site, just for them to mobilize would have probably been $1 million just to get them on site. But we used our staff to do this. I said, I'm so proud of you all. And their answer was so awesome to me. They looked at me and they said, Anthony, that's what we're paid to do. Oh, I was like, man, that's awesome. That's what we're here for, is for this availability, for this reliability of these hydropower generators. They are robust systems that are very strong and capable of taking a lot of abuse through the years. But to see this team come together and to see all the other teams as everything came together and tied together to accomplish that mission, that was awesome to witness.
I love the excitement that your team seems to have about serving the country and ensuring that the hydropower mission is accomplished day in and day out. So as we start to wrap up, what is one thing that you think people outside of the Corps of Engineers need to know about working within this organization?
Number one, it's a learning organization. This organization wants to see you excel and it wants to see you succeed. Anytime that we hire somebody new that comes in, not everybody can do this. And I know I said that a lot throughout this podcast, but when I sit down, if I hire a maintenance worker a guy off the street or a person off the street, and I sit them before me, I can honestly look at them and I can say, if you want my job, there's a path for you to get it. Here you are coming in off the street, but you can be right here and higher. You can go higher than where I'm at right now. You can go as high. And the Corps of Engineers, the sky's the limit. How high do you want to go? How high do you want to soar? The Corps of Engineers offers an opportunity to see someone come in and literally they can be the chief of hydropower. They can be over at a district's hydropower program to sit back and to help direct the way that the hydropower mission moves forward in that district. Go higher, go to the headquarters level to where you can actually sit and in Washington and be part of the hydropower conversation every day. The sky is the limit. I mean, if you look at the hydropower managers throughout the district and the ones that's setting Washington now, if you look at their start, they started in the field. They started in the field. And now look where they're at today. That's what an organization to be able to step back and to say, the sky's your limit. We will not put no limits on you, but the limits that you put on yourself. You can soar as high as you want to soar. That's amazing. That's the Corps of Engineers.
And just like Amanda Ray has said before, I mean, just your excitement and your enthusiasm is so contagious. And to hear this incredible journey that you've had, you know, thank you so much for coming on this podcast today and sharing your story with us. I think this is so important for people all around the country and whoever's interested in listening to this podcast to hear not only, like I said, your enthusiasm, but this incredible team that you work for and how you serve the USACE mission. We appreciate all that you do for the Army Corps of Engineers and for our nation. And thank you so much for being a part of our team.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, I'm truly honored to be a member of the Corps of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers team, and to just for the position that I have been given at this moment in time to be where I'm at. I'm just so thankful. And thank you all. Thank you for the time. And for anybody listening out there, if you have an opportunity to go tour one of these great facilities, go tour it. Go be amazed.
All right. And thank you so much to our listeners today. If you would like to submit a question or a suggestion for a guest for an upcoming edition of the Build Strong With Us podcast, please send us a note at buildstrongwithus@usace.army.mil. Thank you so much.